Ranger pregame show, Zach Taylor, and joined as always by Ranger head man Greg Morgan. Coach, you guys, let's start with last week, a 35-28 loss to Lamar Consolidated, but right down to the wire, that ball game against the Mustangs, and I know you've got to be really proud of the way that your team played last Saturday.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the second half of last week's game was what we've been striving to have all year. You know, we didn't play that well the first half and fell behind by two touchdowns. And, you know, we're kind of getting that mindset, well, can we win? Can we win? You know, instead of thinking that we're going to win. And but the second half, you know, after our first score of the third quarter, the whole attitude on the sideline and the team changed. And it definitely changed when we tied it up. But, you know, as we told our players, that you know, you got to go in the same attitude at the beginning of the game instead of the second half. And if we can continue what we did the second half over the, you know, the next 5 weeks, you know, we should have some success. So, you know, just a little too late in that effort last week.
And building confidence, coming back, like you said, being down a couple of touchdowns, being on the road, a kind of a hostile environment, being able to come back and make that a ball game. I know that that's got to instill some confidence in the players.
Well, I hope so. You know, right now, statistically, you know, Lamar Consolidated is first in the district. Don't know how that's going to end up, but, you know, they'll be one of the top four for sure making the playoffs. So, you know, our point after the game to the kids was that you can play with the best in this district if you decide you're going to do it for four entire quarters. And like I said earlier, you know, we did it for two of those quarters in the second half, but we got to put all four quarters together and play with the same consistency and you know, grit and tenacity like we did the second quarter. I think we did that earlier in the season for four quarters against Navasota. But that didn't happen in the preceding weeks or the following weeks. So, you know, we've got to be able to put four quarters of intense, you know, effort and concentration into the next 5 weeks.
You guys expanded the playbook a little bit on Saturday, actually threw some trickeration in there. Trick play ended up with a 43-yard reception, and you guys were able to get a touchdown out of that. So what led up to that? Was that already scripted? You're going to pull that out in the game, or that just the game dictate that?
No, it was a special that we put in. You know, we have specials each week, and there comes a time when you want to try one, and, you know, at that point of the game, we didn't want it to get out too far ahead of us in the first half, and so on one of our early drives, we threw out our special that week, and it worked out well for us. So, you know, it gave us a little momentum. We scored on that drive. So, you know, just anything to keep our guys mentally into the game, and so, you know, we need something positive to happen for us. We play better when things happen positive. And, you know, I wish we played with the same consistency throughout the game, whether we're up or behind. But we felt like at that point of the game we needed something to happen good right now. And, you know, special plays, you know, they're either great or they blow up in your face. Right. And this time it worked for us.
Yeah. And I know that Brent Roberts was part of that play. You got to use both he and Felix Condi on Saturday. Got pretty good play from both those guys.
Yeah, we both of them did some good things, and there's some things that we both of them need to work on. So, you know, time management, down and distance management, where we need the ball to go at this particular time. You know, we had our 2-minute drill that we didn't look real good on. With no timeouts, where we actually had one on that final drive that we had, but we had to burn it early. But so there's things that both of the quarterbacks can work on and get better at. But one of them is managing the clock and managing the tempo at which we're doing. So going. So you know, both of them are competing each day. You know, and as I told them after the game, until one guy decides to separate himself from the other and take the job, we're going to play both. Okay. And you know, we're going to ride with the hot one. Brant, we made a decision, or I made a decision at halftime to let's see what Felix has in him. Brant didn't do anything wrong, but we just wanted to see what kind of sense that Felix had that second half, and we made that change.
Oh, very cool. So you'll have both those guys playing, at least for the time being, kind of splitting that quarterback role. Now, that being said, at running back, I mean, it seems like Byron Moore has really come on and been able to take that lead back role for you, and he had another good game.
Yeah, you know, he's rushing for almost 10 yards a carry, so you know, we need to give him the ball a little bit more. But with the combination of our jets that we're running, and we ran a ton of those the other night, you know, it really opens up some things. The defense gets conscious about the perimeter, and then we give the ball to Byron, and he had some really good runs the other night. 12 carries for I think 164 yards, so that's a pretty good average. And he's delivered that over and over this year. And you know, if you're averaging 10 yards a carry, we need to scheme some ways for him to get the ball a bit more.
Yeah. Byron's been playing awfully good these past few weeks. And that being said, too, the defense really showed up at times for you on Saturday with some big stops.
Well, yeah, second half especially. We let two get away from us early in the first half, and, you know, real quick, one or two play drives that were better than that, and, you know, they threw a screen for about 60 yards and a touchdown, and then there was one that we didn't play very well at all. A young man, a terrific running back for Lamar Consolidated. He broke, I think we counted seven, maybe eight mm-hmm. tackles, and he broke that one for a 50-yard run. So, you know, we need to make – and we did it for the rest of the night, but we need to make the offense drive the ball on us. Because, you know, if you pay attention to statistics, you know, there's not very many 12, 14, 15 play drives. There's always going to be an offensive error somewhere. And when you give up those one or two play busts like we did, that really puts you in a bind. But I think the second half, our defense really had some big stops, and you know, again, if we can play the way we played the second half, we'll be in a lot of games the rest of this year.
A tough 35-28 loss to Lamar Consolidated last week. However, the week is anew. Looking to this week, the Katy Peyto Panthers come to town. It's a new program, one that's in its first year of varsity football, and I don't know how experienced you are with that. I think in most of your stops, you've taken over programs that have been around for a while, but you know what it's like to have a rebuild.
Yeah, this is their first varsity year. They did play a JV schedule last year, and yeah, I think they finished the JV schedule with a 4-4 record. But, you know, so there's not a lot of history there. We have obviously we have video of their five previous games. But that's all we have. We don't know, you know, the history of the quarterback or the running back or the defensive coordinator or the offensive coordinator. You know, Coach Gotti came from the Katy High School program and rose through the ranks there and is now getting his chance at being a head coach at a new Katy school. So, you know, they have very similar characteristics of Katy as far as what they run offensively and defensively. And years and years ago, you know, I had the pleasure of getting beat by Katy High School in a playoff game. So other than that, you know, the history of the coaches coming in and the program that they're going to try to model themselves after, very similar to Katy High School, that's all we know. So, you know, we're studying the film pretty diligently this week, trying to, you know, get a sense of what they're trying to do.
Anybody who knows anything about high school football in the state of Texas knows that I think Katy's a pretty good model to have, a very successful program over there. Now, that being said, for this team, you know, as you mentioned, very limited on what you can learn from them other than just this season. But what do you see from them offensively?
Well, offensively, they're an I team, and they're going to highlight the tailback. His name happens to be Major Payne, which I think mm-hmm. is a great pain. He's a great name. He's the leading rusher in the district. They're going to feed him the ball, you know, 30, 40 times a game, and throw when they need to. Play action, a lot of play action off of their eye running game. So, you know, it's sort of like what we did last year, where we highlighted Cavante Johnson as our tailback. They're doing the same thing. He's going to carry the ball. We know he's going to get the ball. So it's not they're going to trick you very often. You know, mm-hmm. you just got to be in the right spots and read your keys and take care of your gap assignment. So, we had some success running the eye last year here at Rutter, and they're having the same kind of success with Major Payne running the ball 30, 40 times a game. So he's going to get the ball, and we just got to make plays defensively to stop him. On the other side of the ball, again, they're very similar to Katy, basing out of a 50 defense and playing some cover two man and things like that. So very similar to what Katy High School did. Coach Gotti was a coordinator there, as I mentioned. And so there's some rollover from his time at Katy to what he's trying to do now. And, you know, they have 46 kids on their varsity roster. 28 of those are juniors. So they're not actually a bunch of freshmen and sophomores running around out there. There's 28 juniors on that team. So, you know, we have about 12 juniors. So they're not a young looking team. They've got some experience, albeit JV, but their defense is actually leading our district currently at yards allowed per game, only giving up 230 yards a game. So they're the tops in the district statistically right now. They're gonna pose some challenges for us, and we've got to be very sound defensively in order to take on the physicalness that we're going to see out of the eye.
Katy Pato coming in. The Panthers 3-2 on the season, 1-1 in district play, coming off a 25-7 loss to Montgomery Lake Creek. That's another brand new program in the district. That being said, Coach, what do you feel are some real keys to getting a win tonight? You mentioned a couple, but anything else that comes to mind?
I think the keys for us are more mental than anything. You know, we have been going into games this year wondering if we could win, instead of with a determined intention on winning. And I think that it's kind of we've been playing kind of a let's feel it out and see how it goes, and then we'll react to what we have. And that's exactly the wrong thing to do. Mm-hmm. So I think for our kids, it's more of a mental set about I'm ready to play. We're capable of being on this field and playing and beating this team. And I don't think we've played that way a lot of times. We need something, again, and I think we've talked about this every week so far, we need something positive early for us. Mm-hmm. And that kind of locks our kids in. And until they go in with the mindset that we can play, we can beat this team immediately, we're going to struggle. So I think more for us is instead of offensive or defensive schemes and all that kind of stuff, we've got to get our minds right about what we can do and the confidence, as you mentioned earlier, the confidence to know that we can play with these guys and beat these guys and feel that way whether we're up or down at any course, any time during that game. So for us, it's going to be a mental thing, being prepared and expecting a victory. And I think that's, if we can get our kids thinking that way constantly, and we took that mindset in the second half, that, hey, we can play with Lamar Consolidated, and we can actually beat Lamar Consolidated. We got to do it for four quarters.
It's the Katy Pato Panthers coming to town tonight against your Rutter Rangers at Merrill Green Stadium. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, Jason and I will get you set with the starting lineups. Again, you're listening to Rutter Ranger Football.